Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift. I cannot believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with a scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try.
Minutes. tell Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Never meant that much to me. How do I find that old familiar feeling? The one that carried me so many years ago. The fun was dominoes and seven up and Seagram's. Well, things were simple.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
All we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me, let's delay our misery. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, there's a lot on the
Rough Riders
line.
Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a head on in mine, it's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey!
Let's ride. And now it's time for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Writers Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danberg.
It's time for game two of six this week between the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. This is the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Writers Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bickley, I'm Tyler Danberg. Last night of the series opener, the Rough Riders moved to 7-3 and handed the Sod Poodles their eighth loss of the season with a 4-3 victory anchored by a three-run seventh inning. Peyton Gray got the win, retiring all six batters faced through two innings of relief. The loss went to Cesar Gomez, and the save was collected by Robbie Ahlstrom, his second. The Rough Riders were out hit 8-5, but racked up a season-high 14 strikeouts on the mound. With that win and a San Antonio loss getting no hit by Northwest Arkansas last night, the Rough Riders moved to 7-3, which is first place in the Texas League South. Arkansas, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, is 7-3, and they are tied with the Cardinals-affiliated Springfield Cardinals, tied atop the Texas League North Division. Northwest Arkansas right behind them at 6-4 in third place, and Wichita's is tied with them at 6-4, but got a win today. Tulsa is at 2-8, and they are at the bottom of the Texas League North standings entering today. And for the Texas League South, Frisco leads San Antonio by a full game. Midland in third at 4-6. Corpus Christi at 3-7 in fourth. And Amarillo, tonight's opponent of the Rough Riders, is in last place in the South at 2-8. We'll step aside here on the Cacique pregame show, and we'll talk to Josh Hatcher, who's playing right today for the Rough Riders. That is our Andrews Distributing pregame interview, part two, coming up next on the Cacique pregame show.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
The Dallas Wings have the number one pick in the WNBA draft, and there's no better place to celebrate after their selection than at Riders Field. Join us for Dallas Wings Night on April 18th when the Rough Riders take on the Arizona Diamondbacks-affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles. Celebrate their wings with a special ticket offer. Get a co-branded shooting sleeve and a co-branded sweatbands pack for just a $15 add-on to your ticket. Get your tickets for April 18th at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Welcome back into the Cacique pregame show. It's time for part two of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders outfielder Josh Hatcher. You played 4 years at Mississippi State and then transferred to Kennesaw State in Georgia, your home state. Why Kennesaw State for you?
I think it comes a point in time where, you know, somebody's just, your time is just up at a certain place, and that's how I felt at Mississippi State. Like, my time was up there, didn't really have anything left there for me. And Kennesaw State back home in Georgia, four of my really good friends, three of them are my best friends that I grew up playing with since I was little kids, went there. Family could come and see me all the time. It was an easy three and a half hour drive from them. So just getting back comfortable and just having as much fun as possible playing baseball was like the goal there, and it turned out pretty well.
What was it like to play with your boys?
Oh, man, it just felt like home. Three of them were my best friends that I played with since I was probably 10 years old. You know, going to the field every day, just hitting with them, it kind of felt like we were just out there playing sandlot games, just running out there having as much fun as we could.
And you also put up some numbers as well. Batted 391, one of three NCAA players in college baseball history to hit for multiple cycles. How much of a confidence boost was that 2022 season for you?
Humongous. going from a season like that straight into professional baseball is really nice. You know, it puts you in the right mindset. It reassures you. You know, people say they don't need reassurance, all this stuff like mental toughness, but like, so you know, like reassurance is a thing. Like, so for me, it was the reassurance that okay, this is who I am. Like, I'm good enough to do this now. Just go do it again.
We're talking to Rough Riders first baseman and outfielder Josh Hatcher here on the Andrews Distributing pregame show. Josh, what differences have you made offensively, whether that be in college or especially the last 2 years of pro ball for you?
I would say it's like knowing who you are and what your strengths are. You know, the hitting development guys that we have here are phenomenal. Like what works for me doesn't necessarily work for another player, and the guys here are extremely, extremely good at that, and picking and choosing like what I need to work on, what I should be looking for in games, what I should be doing in games, as opposed to things that I'm not the best at, and trying to go in the game and kind of work on that a little bit, pick and choose on that a little bit, but like just going in there with my strengths and trying to do damage with that.
We were talking about college baseball. And for you, you got thrown into a lot of different scenarios and in quick scenarios as well, like taking over at first after Brent Rooker got drafted and graduated from Mississippi State. Also playing in regional games and winning a College World Series in Mississippi State, playing in a regional with Kennesaw State. What does playing in those pressurized environments do for you?
It kind of gets you comfortable, you know, no matter what the situation is at the ballpark. And the biggest thing for me is having fun while doing it. You know, if you're out there and let's just say it's a packed house that night and you're out there and you're not having fun, like you're gonna, more times than not, you're gonna either play bad, make an error here and there, you know, make a mental mistake here and there. But like at the end of the day, if you just look at it as a game and you're just trying to enjoy it and have as much fun as possible, then I think that puts you in the right headspace where you need to be.
Josh, outside of baseball, what do you find yourself doing the most?
Playing with my dogs and my wife. I love my two dogs.
What breed? What are their names? How old?
I have a Pomeranian named Paris, and then a Golden Doodle named Apollo. So we got a little feisty one, and then like a big goofy one.
How's the dynamic?
The little one kind of bullies the big one. She's just laid back and just lays around and kind of independent. She doesn't really need us. But the big guy's, you know, he's freaking goofy, flopping around everywhere, running around everywhere, all the hair, and you know, we love it.
That was part two of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders outfielder Josh Hatcher. Up next, we've got the In Touch Credit Union starting lineups, then first pitch. You're listening to the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the lazy river for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Danberg back with you on the Cacique pregame show. It's time for the InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First off, for the 2-8 Amarillo Sean Poodles, led by manager Javier Colina. Leading off, the center fielder Christian Robinson. The second baseman, Tommy Troy, reigning Texas League Player of the Week, bats second. Batting third, the right fielder, Kevin Conocello. The designated hitter, Christian Serta, is the cleanup man. Batting fifth, the catcher, Drake Osborne, making his Amarillo Sox Poodles debut. The shortstop, Andy Weber. Bats sixth. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jose Fernandez. The left fielder, Jack Hurley, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Jesus Valdez. And for the 7-3 first place Frisco Rough Riders, led by third-year manager Carlos Cardoza, leading off the center fielder Alejandro Osuna. The shortstop, Sebastian Walcott, top Rangers prospect, bats second. Batting third, the right fielder, Josh Hatcher, our Andrews distributing pregame interview guest. The first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz, is the cleanup man. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Cam Culley. The designated hitter, Luis Mieses, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. The third baseman, Framier Chavez, bats eighth. And Ian Mahler, the catcher, rounds out the lineup. Starting pitcher matchup for today's affair. For the Sod Poodles, it is top 30 Diamondbacks prospect, Dylan Ray. Last year, he made 16 starts for the Sod Poodles. And so far this year, he's 0-2 with an 8.53 ERA and a pair of starts. Opposite him is Cole Drake, the left-hander for the Rough Riders, the 15th-ranked prospect by MLB Pipeline of the Rangers organization. Cole Drake, in his first start of the year against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, got the loss, allowing 4 runs on 3 hits, walking 3. And allowing a home run to Jack Caglione in 3 innings of work. That does it here for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. On the other side, we'll have first pitch between the Soddies and the Riders. And the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, has you covered.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest home stand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field, Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right, we are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Through 10 games this season, the Frisco Rough Riders are 7-3, and they're coming off a 4-3 win last night to open this series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles meet for Game 2 of this 6-game series today. It's been offense so far this season, Tyler, but last night it was the pitching staff that dominated.
14 strikeouts for the Rough Riders pitchers. That is a new season high, and they look strong, especially Robbie Ahlstrom. Allowed the first two batters of the ninth inning to reach, allowed an RBI single, but then he did not give in. He retired 3 straight to collect the second save.
Yeah, he was really good. Peyton Gray, 6 up, 6 down out of the bullpen. And today the Rough Riders turned to Cole Drake on the mound. He was born in Orem, Utah, but grew up here in this area, in Sachse, Texas. And he takes the mound for the second time this season. A guy who has really good stuff, hides the ball very well, and he's making his second career start against Amarillo. Now, the Rough Riders have been very good against the Sod Poodles over the years. They are 10 games over 500 head-to-head, and Drake helped out with that in his lone start. He threw three innings and an eventual 15-5 win for the Rough Riders last year on September 13th. So he makes his second start against these Sod Poodles today. Rough Riders at 7-3, Amarillo at 2-8, last in the Texas League South. It's the AA affiliates of the Rangers and the Diamondbacks ready for game two of this six-game set. Very happy to have you along wherever you are on this Wednesday evening. Christian Campbell in from the right side, and we are set for baseball. Cole Drake delivers. We're underway. A swing and a miss. 6:36 in the PM. Just a couple minutes tardy. It's a little bit warm for this time of year, but very pretty. 80 degrees, partly cloudy. 16-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left. And that's certainly going to play a factor in today's game. One ball and one strike. 24-mile-an-hour wind gusts today. One and two on Robinson. Drake, a four-pitch pitcher, fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. What he does well is strikeout batters. He was the third-best strikeout pitcher by strikeout rate last year in all of minor league baseball. And he's got his first. Cole Drake whiffs Christian Robinson to begin the ballgame. It was a tough first start for Cole Drake last week in Northwest Arkansas, allowing four runs over three innings, but a great start to this one tonight. Tommy Troy now, 0-1.
You can tell early on that Drake's got his curveball working. That is really one of his premier pitches. It's got a lot of movement, and it's almost kind of got a little bit of slurvy motion, too.
Went upstairs this time with a fastball. It's a good fastball for Drake. It'll be in the mid to upper 90s. But because he hides it so well, it makes it even more effective. It really jumps on the hitter. Plays well up in the zone. Strike three called. Two batters faced. Two sat down via the strikeout for Cole Drake.
This time a little frozen pizza, 94 on the gun. Bit of cut to it. Top outside rail there to open up the back door and pick up the second punch out.
Perfectly located pitch. Kevin Contasello takes strike one. Contasello went 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI. He went 0-for-1 against Cole Drake last year. Softly rolled to second. Cam Colley gets his first chance. Inning over. Pretty inning for Cole Drake. 1-2-3. Bottom one next. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the first inning after a solid start for Cole Drake. The Rough Riders come to the plate with Alejandro Osuna starting it. Let's take a look at our InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. See Walcott and Hatcher. A little bit different at the bottom. Luis Miesi's got the day off yesterday. He's in there today. Franmer Chavez had the big hit with the RBI double yesterday. And Ian Muller is behind the plate and rounding out the card. So it's Alejandro Osuna. Up and away from Dylan Ray. Ray, the 23-year-old, making his fourth career start against the Rough Riders. Pitching in his third different season with the Sod Poodles. 1-1. 6'3", 230-pounder, a native of Huntsville, Alabama. He went to the University of Alabama and was a fourth-round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2022. It's been a bit of a tough start to the season for him. Two starts so far. He allowed five runs, four of them earned in 3 1/3 at San Antonio. 2-2 to Osuna. And then four runs, two earned at home against Springfield over just three innings. He's allowed a home run in each of his two starts, and a home run ball has bit him over his career. In 52 career starts, he's allowed 34 home runs. A little bit of miscommunication on... Oh, it was a pitch clock violation. So a pitch clock violation on Dylan Ray asking for a new ball. And Justin Jeskar, a home plate umpire, calling it. So three balls and two strikes. Ray comes home. Still 3-2.
Zach Osuna is doing an incredible job here just discarding pitches. He's shrinking the zone. He's making the margin for error a lot tighter.
And he works ball four. Defensively behind Ray, Amarillo with Hurley Robinson and Contasello in the outfield. Andy Weber and Tommy Troy, the double play combination, and the only difference inside of the outfield is Drake Osborne is catching and making his Amarillo Sod Poodles debut today. Sebastian Walcott now. Walcott 1-for-3 with a walk yesterday. He rocketed a couple baseballs. 113 and 112 miles an hour off the bat. One of them a line out, one of them a single. He's ahead 2-0. Hit his first home run this season on Sunday in Northwest Arkansas. Check on Osuna. Osuna 2-for-2 in steals so far this year. Walcott faced Ray last year in that final series of the season, went 1-for-3 against him. 2-1. Mentioned in the open that the Rough Riders have had such good offense this year, but in game one yesterday was the pitching. They won 4-3. Only had one base hit to score a run. Changeup fades inside. It's three balls and one strike. That was the RBI double from Franmer Chavez in the seventh inning. Rough Riders lead the entire Texas League with 13 long balls. We're full. 3-2.
Those 13 home runs through the first nine games, most by the Rough Riders in that span to begin a season since at least 2005. Franchise dates back to 03.
Osuna takes off. There's a fly ball charge to deep center field. Robinson back at the warning track, and he jumps up and makes the catch. He robs Walcott. Just missing a home run. What a play. That thing just kept carrying and carrying.
Walcott got a lot of it. Again, right by that trapezoid where it drifts out. Robinson shot all the way through, and how about that? A Nassau, Bahamas native robs his former academy mate, and another Nassau, Bahamas native of at least extra bases.
Not sure if that ball would have gotten out, but very close. Gosh, Hatcher falls behind 0-1. So nearly made it 2-0. You see that 500 average, that's not a mistake. He's tied for the top batting average in all of minor league baseball. Extended his hitting streak to 8 games with an infield double yesterday. It was a pop-up that nobody could see and landed in just fair, and he ended up at second. Take them how you can get them, and they're all falling right now for Hatcher in the beginning of the season. One and two.
And a rare strikeout as well yesterday for Hatcher. He's only done that 8 times this year. No walks. He puts a lot of balls in play. That's one of his main archetypes, and he knows that.
It's a lot of pressure on the defense, absolutely. Runner takes off, lashed into left field. Hurley coming on. He makes a sliding catch. Now trying to double off Osuna at first in the throw off the mark. But a great play by Hurley coming in on a ball that was sinking. And they have taken a divot out of the grass, but nice play.
Amarillo came into this series last in the Texas League in defense. And again, albeit small sample size, but so far in the first frame, they've played great defense. They played errorless baseball yesterday, and they've gotten some great plays in back-to-back ABs from their outfielders, Robinson and Hurley.
Abimelech Ortiz takes a low. Back-to-back hard-hit balls by the Rough Riders, but as you mentioned, good defense and taking it away. Ortiz was all over Ray last year, went 3-for-4 with a homer against him. Takes the curveball high, and it's 2-0. Ray comes at you with 5 pitches, fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. Good changeup there. The wind is going to play a big factor today. We saw the wind pushing the ball that Walcott hit. Ortiz ahead 3-1. And you wonder if that ball might have gotten out in Amarillo, where it's a very hitter-friendly park, and the wind usually blows out to left. You saw the flags there in center field a moment ago. Another throw over to first to check on Osuna. He's back in on his feet. You have to like the swings the Riders are taking in this first inning off Ray, even though the results haven't come. Three and two.
Changeup is going to be crucial. Pitching to Ortiz, you said it. Ortiz has great numbers against Ray. And with his power hitting presence, you'd have to think that Ray is going to try and keep him off balance.
Saw the high fastball yesterday be very effective for Jose Cabrera, who struck out 6 over 6 innings, allowing just 1 run for the Sod Poodles. Runner takes off, and Ortiz stays alive. Osuna's going to have to head back to first, and he'll take off on this next pitch as well. It'd be 3-2 and 2 outs. He walked. Take a look at the umpires today. Justin Juska is behind the plate. There's a look at Jonathan Rector at first. Nate Diedrich, our crew chief, is right there behind the mound. Ortiz stays alive, still 3-2.
We've seen some great two-strike approaches here from Rough Riders hitters. First, it was Osuna spraying 3 straight balls foul off to the left the other way. Ortiz doing that there, just discarding it. He's just trying to put more pressure on the right-hander Ray.
This will be his 25th pitch of the inning. Ortiz taps it softly to first. Valdez with a nice pick. The normal third baseman underhands to Ray. And that's the inning. Top two, still no score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGService.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to see you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Some blue sky out there, the sun poking out as we enter the top of the second inning. Cole Drake was phenomenal in the top of the first. 9 pitches, 8 for strikes, a couple punch outs. Christian Serda starts the top of the second. 5-game hitting streak for the designated hitter Serda. He's batting .526 over this hitting streak, 10 for 19. 1-1. This is an Amarillo offense that is around middle of the pack in a lot of statistics in the first 10 games of the season, but they'll be helped out a little bit by their home ballpark. The road is where you really see what kind of offense they are. Routine play to shortstop. Walcott unleashes to first. One away.
It's a great measuring stick for them, especially against a guy like Cole Drake, who generates a lot of swing and miss. And Amarillo, they do a lot of striking out. They have not had a game with less than 11 strikeouts this year.
Well, if they put it in play, this is the defense that will have to make some plays. Saw Walcott there at shortstop. Drake Osborne making his Sod Poodles debut, takes a strike. Osborne was selected from the New York Mets in the minor league Rule 5 draft last offseason. Started the season with AAA Reno and actually performed very well with AAA Reno in 5 games, but is down here filling a catcher role for the Soddies. With AAA Reno, he was 6 for 17 through 5 games. That's a .353 average. 3 doubles as well. To third, Chavez slings it across. 2 down. It was the strikeout pitch in the first that worked well for Drake. It's the ground out today. Andy Weber, the shortstop, takes his turn. He occupied the leadoff spot yesterday, but with a left-hander on the mound, slotting down to the sixth spot. One for five yesterday. It struck out 3 times. And as you alluded to, Tyler, this is a team that strikes out a lot. Not a strikeout here, though. A fly ball into short center. Osuna drifting and putting it away. 6 up, 6 down for Cole Drake. Strong start for the Saxy left-hander. We go to the bottom of the second. 0-0 our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real.
Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Soy Winston Santos y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kim Colley starts off the bottom of the second inning for the Rough Riders. Takes a strike. Rough Riders had some good contact against Dylan Ray in the first, but couldn't push anything across. Sebastian Walcott flew out literally to the wall in left center field, where Christian Robinson made a nice play, and then Jack Hurley a diving catch in left to rob Josh Hatcher. So a good start nonetheless against the number 20 prospect in Ray. Flair into center. And Robinson puts away Colley's fly ball. One out in the second. We mentioned the Rough Riders have been very good offensively. First in all AA in slugging percentage in home runs. Second in average OPS in hits. And on-base percentage coming in third. It has been a great start for this Rough Riders offense.
It really has been. And again, it has been really since that Northwest Arkansas series. Certainly helps playing in that ballpark. But park factor aside, that offense was rolling 11 home runs in that series alone, and this guy had himself a series and 9 ribbies on the year.
Yeah, Mieses has hit safely in all 6 games he's played in. He started out in the 9 spot in the order on opening day, or I guess in second game of the season, and he's kind of just progressed his way up the lineup. He's hitting 6th today. 2 homers, 9 RBIs in 6 games, hitting 385. That's not too bad. Third year playing AA ball. His second with the Rough Riders. He played for AA Birmingham in the Chicago White Sox organization in 2023. Still 2-2. Macy's visited the Lazy River for a 2-run home run in that opening series and then had a big 3-run home run last Wednesday in the Rough Riders' crazy 12-9 win over Northwest Arkansas. It hit the top of the wall down the line and just bounced over to give the Riders the lead. On the ground to third, Fernandez collects 2 outs. Aaron Zavala takes a trip to the plate.
Fernandez was already playing that way. So well done to the defensive alignment. Yes, there are the shift restrictions, but you can still tinker with the defense as long as you stay on that right side, well, correct side of second.
Not so much a shift anymore as is a nudge. Nudge one way or the other. Have to have 2 defenders on each side of the second base bag in the infield at first pitch, and they have to have both of their feet on the infield dirt. And the restrictions that were set in minor league baseball at the AA level 2 years ago, and it's carried over into its third year. 2-1 to Zavala, who went 0-for-1 with a walk and a hit by pitch yesterday. He was nailed in the back left foot. And he said he's all right. He's good to go. He works ahead 3-1, and he's just about as good as anybody at doing that. 10 walks to 7 strikeouts so far this year. He takes one at the top of the zone. High strike call by Justin Juska.
He's telling Aaron Zavala to pick up the bat. Zavala's going to call time as a result. Again, the catcher in Osborne really had to stick it, had to lower the glove, show off his receiving skills just to even make it close for it to be called a strike, and he was able to really save a strike there.
Zavala strikes out swinging. Ray picks up his first, and he's through two innings. We go into the top of the third. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, 0-0 our score. Tyler Danberg takes over on the play-by-play when we're back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
No score between Frisco and Amarillo. Cole Drake, who's gone six up, six down, starts off with the ball to Jose Fernandez alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders at 7-3, looking to add on to a full game lead in the Texas League South Division against the 2-8 Amarillo Sod Poodles. Cole Drake putting the Rough Riders in a good spot to do so. Zach, what have you liked from him so far?
He's been efficient. He's poured in strikes. I mean, that's the name of the game for Cole Drake. A lot of swing and miss, a lot of strikes.
1-1. Shot to third. Chavez forehands it. His toss across. In time, and there's one away.
That's the other thing, is he's using his defense. Back-to-back strikeouts to start it, but all ground balls except for one fly ball since.
There's a look at Abimelech Ortiz, who's the 14th ranked Texas Rangers prospect by MLB Pipeline, and there are a plethora of those 30 individuals here at Frisco.
This is a talented team, there's no doubt. There's a reason why Cole Drake's on that list. He is so talented, and he's shown off why he shot up the list today as well with his phenomenal control.
Well, you look at those two top Frisco pitching prospects, Winston Santos and Cole Drake, the man you see there. They've had two great starts so far, at least through the first two innings in each of their last starts. Winston Santos yesterday polished off Amarillo with three hitless innings. He struck out five. Cole Drake has retired seven straight. It's a swing and a miss from Jack Hurley, heading at a 159 clip to start the year. Drake peers in and lets it fly.
Punch down the left field line, and that finds a home on the grass and scoots to the wall. Jack Hurley with the first hit of the ball game, and he slides in with a one-out, two-bagger.
Well, Drake had done a great job being in the zone, but quality of strikes in that one. Almost out of the zone at the top. But a good piece of hitting going the opposite way, hitting it hard. Early second hit of the series.
Yesterday went 1-for-4. That's just his second hit against left-handed pitching. Jose Valdez takes a big hack.
He calls for time. He was way late on that swing as a cutter at the top of the zone. He started his swing when that ball was basically in Mahler's glove.
You could tell he was really thinking about that one after the fact, too.
Seemed to reset things a little bit.
Yes, sir. Valdez 0-for-4 yesterday with 4 strikeouts. Just trying to put bat on ball. He does here, but it's fouled off. Way back when, Jose Valdez, originally an undrafted free agent signee by the Los Angeles Dodgers, was traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates for a guy by the name of David Freese. Eventually a minor league contract signee by the Diamondbacks. Fastball high at 94 there from Drake, and it's 1-2. And the Pirates really made that trade to put David Freese on a contender. Neil Huntington was the general manager at the time. He went on record saying that that was one of the intents of the trade. 1-2. This is a pair of long balls so far this year. 4 runs batted in. Amarillo in the top 3 in the Texas League in homers. But atop the Texas League in strikeouts. Hurley dances off of second. And a swing and a miss from Valdez. Cole Drake picks up his third punch out.
Well, that was a crazy play because Cully broke towards second thinking there was going to be a pickoff move. Everyone started yelling back, and then Valdez was late on that swing on the fastball. And so maybe he was a little bit distracted by everything going on right behind Drake with the pickoff.
You think that was because that was called out because they were looking at the leg kick from Drake?
Well, I don't know. I think Cully was breaking towards second either way.
Fly ball to shallow right from Christian Robinson. Now going Cully hauls it in. And Cole Drake strands a man in scoring position. Jack Hurley doubles, but they can't get him home. Sod Poodles blank to the third. Still scoreless in the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Don't
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching has been the story in this one, and it continues as Franier Chavez rolls one right to Tommy Troy, and Chavez is retired for out number one. Dylan Ray has not relinquished a hit yet. Frisco hitters have worked him in his pitch count, but the 20th ranked Diamondbacks prospect has been strong so far.
You see Lou James Groover. He'll hopefully be back later on in the series. He's their probably best hitter on this team. Dealing with a little bit of a wrist ailment, but he'll be back soon.
Ian Muller eyes a slider for strike two. Lou James Groover is batting .349 dating back to last year with Amarillo. Just like Sebastian Walcott for the Rough Riders, he had a cup of coffee at the end of the year. Muller takes outside, and these two teams were each other's last regular season series. Rough Riders overall went 16-8 against the Saudis. Muller stays alive. He's 1-for-10 to begin the campaign. Frisco also had a full series sweep as well in June against Amarillo.
That was leading right up to the Rough Riders winning the first half. Going into that Sunday game, they either needed to win or they needed Midland to lose. Midland ended up playing a day game that Sunday. The Rough Riders played a night game, and Midland lost against Wichita that day. So the Rough Riders clinched before they even took the field.
3-2 is pelted to right center field. Conticello and Robinson collide, and the ball finds a home on the grass. Here comes Muller to third. The throw is cut off. A collision results in three bases for Ian Muller.
Well, you might have been able to hear it. They both were calling it. Conticello coming in on that ball. Robinson, the center fielder, needs to be able to call him off there. He's in charge of the outfield, but they collide, and Muller will certainly take it. Hopefully Conticello is okay. Hopefully they both are. Looks like they are.
Time called to give them some time to recuperate. So, Zach, all of a sudden, instead of two outs and nobody on for Alejandro Osuna, Muller's on third with one out of the infield drawn in.
Golden scoring opportunity here you'd love to take advantage of. And the Riders did such a good job yesterday scoring a runner at third with fewer than two outs, two sac flies, and a ground out.
Osuna had one of those sacrifice flies. He's down to the count 0-1. He's got six runs batted in. He leads the Texas League in runs scored. He's got 11. Caber Rodriguez had the go-ahead sacrifice fly in the three-run seventh inning. Then Osuna followed him up. Josh Hatcher had the RBI ground out. Osuna shimmies out of the fastball there from Dylan Ray.
They go E8, by the way, on that. So an error on the center fielder, Robinson, cutting over in front of Conticello.
In the air to left center field. This should get Muller home. Robinson over. Hauls it in. Muller tags from third. And there will be no throw. It's 1-0 Frisco.
Well, just like they did yesterday, scoring the man at third with nobody out or one out. And that time a sac fly, good fundamental baseball by Osuna, knowing the situation. And we talk about it a lot with Osuna, but he puts together winning plate appearances, winning at-bats. And that time, doing exactly that, putting it in the air and deep.
Sebastian Walcott robbed of extra bases by Christian Robinson in center. Takes a ball. Zach, how important is to have that at the top of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy you want. You want him to be a table setter who can get on base in multiple ways, and then when the bottom of the order does get on, even though it's an error like that, to have somebody who can just handle the bat at the top of the order is huge.
And then you've got the meat and potatoes of Walcott, Hatcher, and Ortiz. And Ortiz has not gotten going yet.
And the top of the order is so interesting today, how it's handled. I feel like there's no really prototypical leadoff hitter anymore. It used to be a speedy guy. That doesn't matter as much anymore. You think about the Phillies have Kyle Schwarber at the top of their order, Shohei Ohtani bats at the top of the order, a guy who would traditionally be a three or four hitter. But getting a guy an extra at-bat is huge.
Walcott draws a 5-pitch walk. There's a Rough Rider aboard for Josh Hatcher.
And talking with Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza about that specifically, lineup creation and lineup construction is so unique because it can be looked at so many different ways. The three-hole hitter used to be the hitter that was your best guy, traditionally anyway. That's where Hatcher is today, but they look at the numbers, and statistically in the first inning, the three-hole hitter comes up with two outs and nobody on very often in the first inning. So a lot of teams are shifting their best hitter to the two spot in the order. That's where Walcott is. And so the Rough Riders have the luxury that their lineup's deep enough you can have multiple guys who can handle the bat in different positions, but really you have two or three different guys who are quote-unquote three-hole hitters in the top of the order.
And Walcott has been all over. Started out at the cleanup spot, went down to five the next day. They give another look at him, and he's in with the dive. He's been leadoff, and now today he's in the second hole. And there have been developments where that nine spot has also become a quasi-leadoff hitter, quasi-table setter. Hatcher's down to the count, no balls and two strikes against Dylan Ray, who's thrown 58 pitches, 33 of them strikes. Hatcher flew out to left on a sinking liner that was hauled in by a tumbling Jack Hurley. He stays alive, nothing in two.
And we've talked about how good the Rough Riders offense is. To have a good offense like that, you can't just have two, three, four, and five hitters be good. It really has to be the whole lineup. And the Rough Riders 7-8-9 batters are hitting 270 this year. That is such a mark of a complete lineup that can go 1 through 9.
Stays 0-2. Look at Aaron Zavala. He has batted in the 7 hole all 8 games he's played in. And his on-base percentage has really helped create extra at-bats for guys at the 8-9 spots.
Yeah, only two hits for Z, but he's walked 10 times, so getting on base and scoring runs.
0-2. And Josh Hatcher stubs it foul. Hatcher batted 300 last year, second in the Texas League, third among AA hitters. Ray throws, runner goes, and Hatcher rolls it foul.
Four straight foul balls now for Hatch. Talked about his bat-to-ball skills. Very impressive. And not somebody who's going to even think about taking a pitch that's anywhere close here.
The outside target from Osborne. And Hatcher makes it five straight foul balls. Time called by Drake Osborne. He's going to bring everybody in. Josh Hatcher on the Angels distributing pregame interview this week said that he's generally known not to draw walks, but also not to strike out. And since he's known not to walk, he wants to make it a point to put the ball in play.
to put it in play very hard and make the defense work. And it's worked so far for Hatcher. 18 hits through his first 18 games. Most in the Texas League since Corey Seager and then Jesus Guzman. 0-2. Swung on and missed on a diving changeup at 85. And Dylan Ray exits the inning. But not before Alejandro Osuna played his seventh run of the game of this season to make it 1-0 Rough Riders here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's Famous Po' Boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic Po' Boys. Each Antone's Po' Boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your Po' Boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Cole Drake out for his fourth inning of work. He has surrendered just a double. The rest have been outs. That was a one-out two-bagger by Jack Hurley in the third. And then the next two batters, Drake faced a strikeout and a flyout to bring up Tommy Troy. I came into this game batting a crisp 400, struck out looking first time up. He looks at a high fastball for a strike.
That heater at the top of the zone has been great today. Cutter up there as well.
That cutter getting to 94 today. There's the harsh breaking ball for a swing and a miss. The throw up from Muller is in time. And Cole Drake has four strikeouts so far, has thrown just seven pitches for balls.
That was that curveball, down and in, nasty pitch, buried it. When you get ahead and you throw so many pitches for strikes, you can get swing and miss on the chase like that.
Gavin Conticello flares it foul. Walcott gives it a look, but it drifts out of play.
At some point as a hitter, it's almost surprising when he isn't in the zone. And so that's where you get some of that swing and miss in the chase, especially when you're tunneling the curveball and the fastball off each other. Or you buzz the tower.
Nearly nicked Conticello, who lunged out of it. Conticello rolled out his first time up. 1-1. Cole Drake has already exceeded what he did innings-wise in his first start. Conticello punches it down the left field line and it slices foul. In his opening start to begin the year, he went three innings, allowed four runs, including a home run to Jack Caglione, struck out three. But today, he's been dazzling so far. Conticello eyes ball three.
148 strikeouts last year for Coltrane. Most by a Rangers farmhand since 2012. Fastball outside for ball four. Well, on today in baseball, on April 16, 1940, Cleveland's Bob Feller throws the only no-hitter on opening day in Major League history. Did walk five, but he struck out eight White Sox hitters in a 1-0 win. Robert William Andrew Feller. Check swing by Christian Serta. He did go around. Now, do you know, you should know, Zach. That might be the clue.
Oh,
but
boy.
The closest that a pitcher's gone, do you know who that is to an opening day no-hitter since?
I should know is the... Dave Steeb?
Oh, that's a great guess. Something a little bit closer to your heart.
To my heart. Is it Felix Hernandez?
No, but same team. Same team.
Randy Johnson?
Bingo.
Okay.
Opening day, 1994, Jacobs Field in Cleveland. Randy Johnson took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. And the legendary story involves Bob Feller. 0-2 from Drake. It's a pitch out. So Bob Feller used to work in Cleveland's press box and always would be up in Cleveland's press box. And Tom Hamilton, the Hall of Fame broadcaster, tells the great story anytime he gets about Bob Feller watching Randy Johnson. On the ground is short, under Walcott, into left field. Sod Poodles on first and second with one out.
Almost a situation where Walcott was thinking about turning two, I think, before he got the ball in his glove there. Just under it. Would have been a really tough turn even if he did field it.
No doubt about it. Would have had to contort cross body. So in steps Drake Osborne. His first at-bat as a Sod Poodle, he grounded out. We're telling you about the Randy Johnson potential no-hitter in 1994. Bob Feller was in attendance, his record in jeopardy of being broken. Tom Hamilton described Bob Feller in the Cleveland press box as an expected father waiting to give birth, menacingly walking back and forth in the press box hallway. But Sandy Alomar broke up that no-hit bid with a double off the left field fence. Cleveland then went on to win in extra innings on a Wayne Kirby walk-off single.
The great ones never lose their competitive edge in seasons.
No, no, sir. Especially a guy like Bob Feller. He was driving motorcycles in his late 80s and 90s. .36 Sebring motorcycle for Bob Feller.
Sounds cool. I don't know what that means.
That was his motorcycle.
Okay. Do you know a lot about motorcycles, Tyler?
No, but about Bob Feller's motorcycle. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Fished it foul. Drake Osborne started his college career at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Finished out at Louisiana Lafayette as a Ragin' Cajun. Spent last year with the AA Binghamton Rumble Ponies in the New York Mets organization. Drank in some hot water, trying to elude traffic. Osborne flies to left center. Osuna calls up Zavala and hustles over for the grab.
Thing just hung up in the air forever. Osuna gliding underneath it. They did go E6, by the way, fielding error on Sebastian Walcott and that ground ball in the hole.
So an error for both clubs today. Ian Muller on the other side in the third inning hit a fly ball sandwiched between the right fielder Conicellum and the center fielder Robinson. Robinson dropped it. They collided. Luckily, everybody was okay. Muller went right to third with one out, and Alejandro Ozuna brought him in on a sacrifice fly. That is this game's lone run. Andy Weber, the shortstop. Speaking of Cleveland, he's from Aurora, Ohio. And he swings and misses on a cutter at 93 from Cole Drake. Aurora, Ohio on Cleveland's east side. Curveball hacked foul. Oh, a nice grab there by a fan. When the Savannah Bananas come to town later on this year here at Riders Field, that would be an out. Walcott plugged towards the middle. Drake misses the spot. Rough Riders pitching so far in this series, Zach. 18 strikeouts through 12 and two-thirds innings. Weber takes strike three. How about Cole Drake? He's through four scoreless. The Rough Riders lead 1-0 midway through four on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Serve up some fun on pickleball night on Friday night, or excuse me, on Saturday night. Dallas Wings night on Friday night. But on pickleball night, you can take advantage of our special ticket offer where two panel covers, two tickets, cost you just $29. You can also play pickleball matches at the Next Court Fan Zone in left field. Zach, are you a pickleball guy at all?
I love pickleball.
Abimelech Ortiz hammers it. Deep right field. His first homer of the year is an absolute moonshot.
Take cover on the Avenue of the Stars. My goodness, 432 feet from Abby. Break out of it.
Ortiz demolished it, and he admired it. Look out, Amley at the ballpark. And that's the first hit allowed by Dylan Ray today. Cam Culley takes a breaking ball outside.
That may be one of the longer home runs that you'll see hit by a left-handed batter. Clearing the lazy river, clearing the fence, and out onto the Avenue of the Stars. That's wild.
Ortiz led minor league baseball in slugging 2 years ago. He was second in home runs in his age 21 season. Clobbered 30-plus. Cam Culley strolls it to shore. Weber retires him for out number one. That is the 14th home run for the Rough Riders in 2025. For Abimelech Ortiz, Zach, it seemed like he was due and then some.
It was a ticking time bomb is what he was. He exploded in a big way. Abby has so much power, and he was hitting a lot of balls hard. It seemed like he was pressing at times, and we made a joke about it, but his family last year was in town, and he was really struggling. It was July 9th, and he was batting just 183 with a 565 OPS. His family came to town, and after that, he led the entire Texas League from that point to the end of the season in OPS and in RBIs. He was amazing down the stretch. Well, guess what? His family's in town this week. And so we were joking that, well, his family's in town. He's going to blow up. He's going to hit a home run. Well, there you go.
Something to monitor for this week's series. Ortiz also has 10-plus home runs in each of his first four minor league seasons, coming from Southwestern State College in Fort Myers, Florida.
Such an incredible story, too. He didn't speak any English at all when he went to college.
Pulled to first. Valdez hauls it in and runs up to the bag for out number two.
So he had to go through all of his college classes trying to figure out what was going on while playing baseball. Did not have the best first season in professional baseball, and then got contact. And going into 2 years ago, was able to see, made a swing change, and won Tom Grieve Rangers Minor League Player of the Year.
Aaron Zavala yanks it foul. Zavala struck out on a 3-2 pitch. Took what could have been ball four, but Dylan Ray won the battle with a great pitch in the dirt the next AB, or excuse me, the next pitch. As for Dylan Ray, he's allowed just one hit. Two runs allowed, the first one unearned. Two-one. Paints the corner. And now Abimelech Ortiz, to put a bow on your thoughts, Zach. Such a jubilant personality. Always happy, always smiling. A welcoming face in the clubhouse.
Without a doubt. It makes it so easy to be around. And came up with so many big moments last year. And really root for a guy like that. Super easy to.
Change up high and out. But also, too, to your point, when you're slumping like he did at one point of the season, that makes it even more impressive that he was able to keep that persona. Zavala draws his 11th walk of the campaign. That's a team lead and Texas League lead.
The best baseball players throughout the long season are the same every day. And so it's just a testament to Bimelec's ability to do that and his personality, and that's hopefully going to lead him to success one day.
Frankie Chavez sprays it foul. Double barrel action in the Sod Poodles bullpen as Dylan Ray's at 83 pitches. Connor Grant. Yasmer Alvarez warming in the pen. Lefty and righty. Chavez tries to squeak a bunt. And he's down at an 0-2 hole. This is Chavez's fifth game at third base. He's played three at second, two at first. Him and Kamer Rodriguez are both incredibly versatile at the corners. Two key pieces for a Rough Riders team that has won five of their last six. 0-2. Rough Riders, the top slugging team in AA. Top home run hitting team in AA with 14, and there are some good ones too. Northwest Arkansas in the league. You get the Akron Rubber Ducks in the Eastern League. 0-2. Chavez late on the backdoor breaker. Dylan Ray, though, allows a solo home run that might not have even landed yet from Abimelech Ortiz's first of the 2025 campaign. And it's 2-0 Rough Riders. Back to Zach and come back on the H-E-B Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
And Abimelech Ortiz home run has highlighted the scoring so far. 2-0 Riders into the top of the fifth inning, and Cole Drake is rolling. Five strikeouts across four shutouts. Faces the bottom third of the order in the fifth. Misses inside to Jose Fernandez. Number 13 prospect in the Rough Riders, the Rangers organization. And he is showing why. Right side. Colley. Oh, a little bit scary there at the end, but he pulls it in. Flashes a smile. Flashes that new mustache as well.
Really the second time Colley's gone out into the Bermuda Triangle coming away with it. Actually, the last two batters faced by Coltrane.
He's such a good athlete. Showing it off there. Jack Hurley, who doubled his last time up. Talking to Julio Valdez, the Rough Riders pitching coach, about Cole Drake, he said, to be quite honest, I hate playing catch with Cole Drake. Said he hides the ball so well, and the ball jumps on you so badly, not only as a hitter, but also when you're playing catch with him. He said it's not a fun catch play at all. You really don't see the ball until the very end. That's how well he hides that ball behind him. If you watch closely, when you look at him, you can see how he kind of drags the ball up his back left thigh and behind his back, and then it kind of just appears for the hitter. Right as it's coming home. Late swing from Hurley. Stays alive on a cutter.
And when he really cocks back as well, the ball goes behind the back and it almost completely shades him.
The Wiley High School product. Picks up another strikeout. Nasty stuff with the changeup. His sixth. Well, it's time for our Avondale Dealerships Road of the Show spotlight. Thomas Sajacy, a trade piece from the Rangers organization in 2023 over to the Cardinals. Look at what he's done in the big league so far. 450 with a homer, four RBIs. One of the nicest guys that you'll find. He was fantastic in the Rough Riders championship run in 2022 and then again in 23. Valdez goes after the first pitch. Ortiz in fair territory. Here's out number three. It's another easy inning for Cole Drake. We go into the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Riders in the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Benjamin Franklin Fleming called to the bullpen. Connor Grammis takes over. Dylan Ray done after his four innings tonight. A 27-year-old right-hander, 6'1", 200 pounds, out of McLean, Virginia. He went to Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. Grammis pitching in his third season with Amarillo. Two appearances in AAA Reno and three with the Sod Poodles this year. And this is in tight to Ian Mahler. It's 1-0. He has allowed four runs, three earned over 2 2/3 innings with the Sod Poodles so far. Mahler hammers it into left, and it's a base hit. Ian Mahler with a pretty good swing. He reached on an error by the center fielder Robinson in the third, but this time finds his way aboard on a clean single.
Got a sinker there for Grammis. Swats it into left. When you watch Mahler, too, he's a guy that will take you middle to opposite. He'll shade it the other way, but he can also pull it, too. Got good lumber on that.
Pull side homer in Northwest Arkansas on the road. Alejandro Osuna, top of the card. Had a great chat with Eric Dorton, who's a roving hitting instructor for the Rangers. He's in town this week and had a great chat with him about Mahler before today's game. He's someone who has a lot of power but hasn't shown it in games over the last couple of seasons. He said for him, it's all about timing in his swing rotation. He had some timing issues that were fixed during the offseason, and he said Mahler absolutely raked during spring training. They were really happy with the changes that he made, and probably the best that he's felt offensively coming into a season, and pretty good that it happens in Double A. Really excited to see the Dubuque, Iowa native and what he has to offer. His parents moved down here a couple of years ago to the Grapevine area, or excuse me, to the Grand Prairie area, just about 35, 40 minutes away from here.
Josh Steven territory.
Yeah. Josh Steven will start tomorrow. Chatted with him before the game as well, and he said his parents will be out. He has a few friends and family coming out tomorrow. Really excited to start again here at home. It'll be his first home start of the season. Osuna hasn't had an official plate appearance tonight. He walked in the first, sack fly in the third. Osborne couldn't get a handle on it, but Mahler's not going anywhere. Full count for Osuna. Let's get the Riders want to put the game in motion here and send Mahler. He does go, and Osuna strikes out. Throw down to second, not in time. Ian Mahler with his first steal. Osuna down on strikes as Grammas picks up his first K.
Mahler can steal back, Zach. He had 16 last year. That led Texas Minor League catchers. It also led South Atlantic League catchers in high A.
He's an athletic guy behind the plate. Speaking of athletic, here's Sebastian Walcott. Time called right beforehand. Osborne wants to go have a chat. Walcott walked in the third, and in the first inning, he flew out to center on a phenomenal play by Robinson, tracking the ball right to the wall with the wind blowing it. He made the catch and robbed Walcott of extra bases. So now facing Grammas instead of Ray, with a man in scoring position. Big rip. 1-1. Riders just two hits today. One in this inning, and the solo homer by Ortiz in the fourth. In the air, right side. Valdez with room. Two outs. With an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. It was the Rough Riders' first at bat with a runner in scoring position time. Grammas was a big part of this bullpen last year, made 40 appearances for the Sod Poodles, a 5.13 ERA. In a very homer-friendly ballpark, he only allowed three total homers last year. One and one. He did have a much higher ERA at home, though. He had an 8 ERA at home last year, a 1.5 ERA on the road. That is a massive discrepancy. In the air, left center. Hurley's under it, and the side is retired. Riders held off the board. Top six next. They lead 2-0 on the HEB, Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Here's a look at Daniel Misaki out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Cole Drake done after his five innings today, and boy, was he sparkling tonight. Misaki faces the top of the order in Christian Robinson. Cole Drake finishes with a final line of five shutout innings, allowing just one hit. He walked one and struck out six. Rifled into right center field. Hatcher turning and looking, and it hits off the base of the fence and dies out there. Robinson turns on the speed around second. Collies relay to third, not in time. Robinson with a leadoff triple. And just like that, Amarillo's in business to start it off.
Robinson's been one of their main run producers in the early goings, but this time he sets the table and got a little help from the base of that fence with a backward spin. Now, the relay almost got to him, but Robinson, with plenty of hustle, able to set up a chance to get one run closer.
The Fujinami Japan native misses low and away. It's 1-0. Misaki, the 29-year-old, such an incredible story. 6 foot, 170 pounds. He's making his third appearance with the Rough Riders. He has yet to allow a run through two innings. A guy who was born in Japan. When he was 2 years old, moved to Brazil, grew up there. His mom's side of the family from Brazil, and so had to move back because of an illness with a family member. Grew up in Sao Paulo. His dad was a catcher growing up, not actually a professional baseball player, but in Japan they actually have company leagues where if you work for a company like Toyota, you would play for the Toyota company baseball team. So his dad was a catcher playing for the company baseball team. And so he decided he wanted to be a catcher. Didn't last too long, as he was very athletic and threw very hard. So he started pitching and playing infield as well. Brazil is not a huge baseball hub. Swing and a miss. Got a nasty splitter, and Misaki has his first K. Runner at third, one down. Just a pitch that disappeared.
And he was telling you as well, Zach, about that splitter. It was something he developed in Brazil, but a lot of what Brazilian baseball is influenced by Japanese baseball. And that is a hallmark of Japanese pitching.
No doubt. It's Very interesting. You think of it, it's among a lot of Latin American countries, Brazil, but they speak Portuguese. So Misaki actually speaks three languages. He speaks Portuguese, Spanish, and English, and said a little bit of Japanese, but not a ton. And so the baseball in Brazil was actually brought over by the Japanese, as you mentioned, and also the Cubans. So you see a lot of those styles of play in Brazilian baseball. That gets through, a base hit. Amarillo's on the board. Robinson comes down to score. And Gavin Contesello picks up the RBI single. That time a splitter that caught a little bit too much of the plate.
And a great approach here from Contesello. You can see by this swing, he's just trying to make contact, put bat on ball. With the infield drawn in, if he can find a hole, that's the objective. And that's exactly what he did. A little out in front of the heart of the plate there.
So 2-1 Rough Riders in the sixth. Christian Serta takes low. So Misaki was an infielder and a pitcher, and when it came time to sign with the Rangers, he actually got another offer first from the Atlanta Braves. Not as a pitcher, but as an infielder and hitter. He was a really talented player at 16 years old. But he said he turned it down and he wanted to pitch, not only because he really enjoyed pitching, but Misaki said, "I didn't want to hit. I was too afraid of getting hit by a 99-mile-an-hour pitch." He was afraid of the baseball. So he said pitching was for him. Signed with the Mariners at 16 years old, dealt with a whole bevy of injuries. Last pitched in affiliated baseball with Low A Clinton in 2015. And then after playing internationally, going and pitching in the Japan minor leagues for a few years, he made his way back to the United States. Pitched for the Cubs organization last year, and then was playing in winter ball, and was discovered by the Rangers and signed with them. Walks Serta here on four pitches. He draws a quick mound visit from Ian Mahler and Julio Valdez, the pitching coach. But Misaki, such an amazing guy, an amazing teammate, and someone who you would love to see have success and hopefully make it up to the major leagues one day.
That would mean a lot, not just to him, but to his family. The people who have put him, his wife, his family, the ones that have helped him get through those roadblocks in his road back.
At 10 years in between times pitching in affiliated baseball, had to undergo two Tommy John surgeries. He said, "There were many times when I thought about quitting, thought about hanging it up, but his family was there for him to help encourage him to keep going and support him." Runners at first and second, one down, one in. Big spot in the game here. Drake Osborne, the batter. Not just that splitter from Misaki. The fastball will be in the mid-90s. There's the splitter. 1-2. Full arsenal of four-seamer, cutter, slider, and splitter. Valdez was saying that Misaki's splitter, metrically, is one of the best splitters that you'll see. Just about commanding it, how well he can control it.
Yeah.
Drilled down the left field line and deep. Zavala back at the warning track, reaches out, and he paws it out of the air. Good play by Aaron Zavala, going back on it a little tentatively, but had room in that short porch and just able to keep it in the yard.
Zavala got a great read, strong first step, right as he stretches out. He's trying to feel to see if he's close to the wall. That's all peripheral there for the former Oregon Duck. Very cerebral play out there in left field.
He's played a lot of games out here at Riders Field in left. He knows that short porch well. Eddie Weber, 1-1, 0-2 today. Masaki trying to pitch out of this jam and limit the damage to just one run. Hoping the Riders can get something more going on the offensive side, and if this lead stays intact, get Cole Drake his first win of the season.
Yeah.
Into right center field. It's down in front of Hatcher. Contasello around third. He comes in to score, and we're tied. Serta goes first to third.
Andy Weber, you can tell he was due. Came in a 191 clip. Former Rule 5 pick, able to come through there in a major spot. Shot Poodles were not able to hit with runners in scoring position in last night's game. Well, they've been able to come through here, especially with two outs.
It's a brand new ball game in the sixth. Pitches in the inning for Misaki. Swing and a miss. And it gets far enough away for Andy Weber to take second. Wild pitch. It's 0-2. Good splitter.
It just tumbles right into the dirt. Crossed up the catcher, Mahler. It goes back to your point about locating that split. He got the swing and the miss.
It's one foul. The RBI single from Weber was on that hanging split right in the middle of the plate. When it's down in the zone and you get swings and misses on it, it's really good. But if it hangs, it can get banged. He got him. Good splitter down and in. Misaki gives up two. We're tied. Bottom six next on the HGB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Paige Beckers was the first overall pick on Monday for the Dallas Wings, and we'll have Dallas Wings Night coming up on Friday. You can get your special co-branded swag offer on our ticket specials page at ridersbaseball.com. Stick around for post-game fireworks on Friday. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you out here. Bottom of the sixth, Abimelech Ortiz, who homered in the fourth, leads it off against Logan Clayton. Pours it over for a strike. Ortiz unloading on a 432-foot long ball into right center field out onto the Avenue of the Stars, the street beyond the Lazy River. Oh, nasty breaking ball. It's 0-2. It was a long time coming for Ortiz, and hopefully the first of many this year. He clubbed 18 last year, 20 including the postseason. And they come in bunches for him. Down and in. It's one ball and two strikes. It was that final series of the season last year for Ortiz. He had back-to-back games with two home runs in Amarillo. Two balls and two strikes. And finished out just about as hot as you possibly could. That was the final series of the regular season. He then hit homers in back-to-back playoff games as well. Six-foot-five righty delivers, and strike three call. Right at the bottom of the zone. Change up. There's the first out.
Zips in there on the off-speed there, 88. Logan Clayton struck out just one. Four and a third innings with Hiya Hillsboro. His first double-A batter faced of 2025 is a strikeout. Did have some time with Amarillo.
And nine games last year with three starts. Cully went around, and it's 1-1. Clayton, a Houston Cougar out of Daytona Beach, Florida, 24 years old, 6'5", 188. Those poor Houston Cougars falling in the basketball championship. Holly shows bunt, just takes low. Riders got on the board in the third. Sack fly from Alejandro Osuna. Abimelech Ortiz charged a solo homer in the fourth, and then two across in the sixth for the Saudis to tie the game. Three balls and one strike. Rangers in action currently. Taking on the Angels after winning 4-0 last night. They're up 3-0 tonight. Yeah. On the inside edge, 3-2. Dustin Harris with a triple, former Rough Rider, and scored on a Jake Berger RBI single. And then Corey Seager knocked in a pair with a single. A little preview of what's going on down in Arlington. Cully takes a walk. He's aboard with one out in the sixth. Pitching staff has been the highlight for the Rangers to begin the year. Patrick Corbin going four shutout innings with six strikeouts tonight. And the Angels, who have swung the bat pretty well to begin it, that's not a bad lineup to have that kind of success against. Macy's takes down low with a change.
Everybody came in thinking that the offense for the Rangers, which will most likely come around, was going to be the high point, especially at the start of the season. But, in fact, it's been the opposite. And How about Tyler Malley and the job that he's done as well?
1-1. Yeah, he's been their best arm to begin the season.
0.92 ERA for the former Frisco rehabber.
Had him 2 starts last year on rehab. Coming off Tommy John. Yacy's 0 for 2 today. Ground out to third and a ground out to first. Runner goes. That's grounded foul. 1-2. Colley looking for his fourth steal. Rough Riders had so much hard contact at the beginning of today's game. Not a lot to show for it. They've got just one hit, that Ortiz homer against Ray. Got him swinging. The Aces chases up and away. Second strikeout for Clayton.
Zach, that looked like a changeup that kind of slipped out of Clayton's hands and tailed away from the Aces, who hacked and missed. And again, that continues that stretch here. The Rough Riders have not had consecutive base runners in this affair.
Zavala gets into this one to right. Conticello back at the warning track, and he's there to make the grab. Bidding for a long ball, just comes up short. We go top seven next. Tied at 2, Tyler Danberg back on the mic when we come back on the AGB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Tag game at 2. Our Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen goes to Gavin Collier for the Rough Riders, who replaces first reliever used in Daniel Misaki. Collier, a 23-year-old right-hander from Lawrenceville, Georgia. A fastball, a cutter, and a slider by way of Mountain View High School, where he was a 12th-round pick by the Rangers in 2019. He faces Jack Hurley, Jesus Valdez, and then Christian Robinson at the top of the scorecard. The Rough Riders scored one run in the third and fourth innings each, but then a two spot for the Sod Poodles in the sixth has deadlocked this game. Cutter dials in for strike one called. The secondary and tertiary pitches for Collier Zach are quite wonderful supplementary pitches. was a 97-mile-per-hour fastball, which is not too bad itself.
Yeah, the slider he has is very good. It's more of a sweeping slider. And then when you have 97 in your back pocket, that's pretty good as well. He reached up to 100 miles an hour during spring training.
0-2. Shot right to Walcott at short. He gobbles it up and gets it over for out number one. It's time for Cullen College Trivia. Well, on April 9th, last Wednesday, was our guy Zach Bigley's birthday. So, who are the three current Major League players that share Zach's birthday of April 9th? Do you have any idea? Take your wildest guess.
Oh, my goodness. Mike Trout.
No.
Jesus Valdez. Is that a wishful guess?
All right. You want me to give you the teams?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. We'll go Cleveland, pitcher, reliever. Padres, infielder, outfielder, utility man, can do it all. And then the other is a free agent, but he was active last year. Rangers.
Oh, Ranger. Robbie Grossman?
No, but first name sounds similar to the last name. That's a terrible clue. It's 2-1 on Valdez.
You need to work on your clues, Tyler.
Swung on and missed. They're going to be making a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen for the Cullen College trivia question asker. Valdez is 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a flyout.
Do you know who you share a birthday with in terms of big leaguers?
May 8th.
Because I have no idea. This is complete shot
in the dark. No, I don't. 2-2. You know, my parents actually made up the lie that no other baseball, or more baseball Hall of Famers were born on May 8th than any other date. That's what my grandfather is up in the booth here. Rick and Nancy Gamble.
He says it's true.
Fastball misses away to Jesus Valdez, and he's aboard.
Okay, I think you're going to have to tell me here.
So, Hunter Gaddis, relief pitcher for the Guardians, setup man.
I would never have gotten that.
Luis Arraez.
Okay.
You know you share a birthday with Luis Arraez?
I did not know that. Okay.
And then David Robertson.
Oh, really? Okay, I forgot he still hasn't been signed. That's crazy he hasn't been signed. He had good numbers left.
He did it in his age 39 season. Christian Robinson tripled and scored the first run of the game for the Sod Poodles in that two-run sixth. He was the one to get things started.
And who came up with trivia today, Tyler?
Ken Jones, our great producer. This is the first of many Ken's days.
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
Or Ken Possible.
If it's really hard. Today was Ken Possible. Impossible to figure that out. No context clues whatsoever.
Collier's two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss from Robinson. Climbed the ladder at 98. Fifth strikeout for Collier this year.
Climbing the ladder. That's good stuff. Really good ride on that fastball. Collier's one to watch this year. Really interesting to see where he's at the end of the season.
Tommy Troy flies it to right. Josh Hatcher measures it up and makes the catch. Gavin Collier tosses a scoreless seventh inning in stretch time in Frisco. Tied up at 2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos, Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg. Our producer is Ken Kensday Jones. He gave me the Collin County trivia question, courtesy of Ken. Chris Ford, our technical director, and our fantastic crew with you. Frenier Chavez serves it to left field, and it almost crossed up the left fielder Hurley as he twisted back for out number one. Zach, those 24-mile-an-hour gusts certainly got to him.
The wind not making it easier on anybody when the ball goes in the air tonight.
Ian Mahler twists out of a fastball from Logan Clayton, who's out for his second inning work. Tossed a scoreless seventh. We just heard about Lewis Brinson also sharing a birthday with Zach Bigley, former Rough Rider.
No, it May 8th.
Oh, May 8th?
Yeah,
oh.
With you. Yeah. Former Rough Rider.
Still believe Lewis Brinson's going to be great. The 2-0. Mahler yanks it foul. Got Goodwood on it. 1-0-1 off the bat.
When he was here, he was, I believe, a top 10 prospect in baseball.
Yeah.
And that was that amazing 2016 team, if I'm remembering correctly, that had Ryan Cordell on it, got off to an amazing start. The trade deadline hit, and then they just plummeted after that when those two were traded away.
Quick pitch. Misses downstairs. Clayton sped up his windup there.
He was the number 16 prospect in baseball in 2016. And was traded in 2016 from Frisco to the Marlins organization.
Mahler draws a walk. Brinson last played in the Mexican League for Aguascalientes and Tabasco. Also played for the Yomiuri Giants in the MPB in 2023 out in Japan. Last played Major League Baseball with the Giants in 2022. From one Giants to another. The son of a former Mexican leaguer, Alejandro Osuna, takes a first pitch strike from Logan Clayton. His dad, Roberto, pitched 22 seasons in the Mexican League. Brother Roberto, former AL All-Star. Uncle Antonio, nicknamed El Cañon, pitched 11 years in the big leagues. So he was exposed to professional baseball from a very young age and had himself quite the big league camp. He lines it in the left, and that's a one-out base knock. Alejandro Osuna's aboard. The Riders have something cooking here in the last of the seventh.
Good piece of hitting. Fastball elevated in a way. Served it the opposite way. 102 off the bat. Good piece of hitting. And good strong contact for Osuna. He just continues to impress. Even though his numbers might not jump off the page for his start, he has had a very good start for the Rough Riders.
Four trips to the dish today, Zach. A walk, sack fly, strikeout, and a single sprayed in the left. Now Sebastian Walcott climbs in. He reached base via the walk in the third inning. Has bashed baseballs even when they've resulted in outs. Two hard hit balls last night. Last night, Amarillo's bullpen allowed three runs in the seven. 2-0. But the bullpen in the first two series was a highlight for the Sod Poodles. Starting pitching was what they had yet been able to squeeze out from. 3-0. And a four-pitch walk for Walcott. The bases are juiced. And Josh Hatcher, the hitter.
Well, there's no guy you'd rather have up in this situation than Josh Hatcher. He came in and the leading hitter in all of minor league baseball, hitting 500. Now he's tied for that mark at 500. He has 19 hits this season. The man he's tied with, Noah Myers for Bowling Green, has just 12. 12 for 24. Hatcher's 19 of 38. He's had a much better season than him, so we're just going to say that Hatcher has the lead, given that he has seven more hits than Noah Myers.
Hence, one of the last guys Amarillo might want to face. So as a result, pitching coach Gabriel Hernandez comes out and ganders at that bullpen and suddenly has some action. So Mahler is on third. He walked. Osuna's on second. He singled. Walcott's on first after a four-pitch walk, his second.
Landon Sims is starting to throw in the bullpen.
This could be monumental here if Hatcher were to get at least one across. One out. Bases loaded. Clayton's first toss. Hatcher, a free swinger. A lot of his style is comprised from front toss in his backyard with his dad.
Change up on the outside corner, a little bit elevated, but Hatcher's front side flew out there, so his bat lagging behind just got under him. He is so good at hitting the ball to the opposite field with power as well.
Clayton not giving him much on the inner part of the plate.
Last April against Amarillo, with the Riders down by two runs in the bottom of the ninth, he hit a three-run walk-off homer to the opposite field against these Sod Poodles.
One of his seven against Amarillo. Ground ball, foul ball. He stays alive. It's 2-2. There's something about facing Northwest Arkansas and Amarillo for Josh Hatcher. He said last week against Northwest Arkansas is probably the best he has seen the baseball. The one exception would be another series against Northwest Arkansas. A chance to blow open this game. Clayton comes home. And it's escalated foul. The break even. Breaking ball outside for ball three. A good take from Josh Hatcher. The string is out. The base is loaded. Clayton ready. Hatcher swings and flies it down the left field line, and it tails foul.
There's a little bit of that opposite field juice, though. The ball was hit very well.
Hatcher riding an 8-game hitting streak. If he extends it to 9 here, it will put the Riders in front. And he fouls it off the glove of the catcher, Osborne, to discard it and stay alive. What an at-bat here, Zach. We're coming up on pitch number 9.
This is his 42nd at-bat of the season. This is the first time he's gotten to 3 balls all season.
This could be his first walk. That would drive it a run. Double digits in this at-bat now. Upcoming for Josh Hatcher. Mano e mano with Logan Clayton for 10 pitches.
What a battle. That time a good fastball riding down and in. Just caught a piece.
What more can you ask for? A chance to take the lead. A chance to play to a run. Josh Hatcher takes ball 4, and the Riders grab the lead. An 11-pitch battle won by Hatcher.
What a time for your first walk of the season. The notorious free swinger stays patient, keeps battling, wins the battle, and that's how the Riders take the lead.
So now Abimelech Ortiz strides in. He hit a home run early on in the fourth. Manager Javier Colina will play chess and make a move. We'll tell you about the Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen coming up next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays from May 25th through August 3rd. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy from the Rough Riders playing field surface. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
3-2 Rough Riders as Josh Hatcher's former Mississippi State College teammate Landon Sims comes in, trying to get the Sod Poodles out of a bases-loaded jam and one out for Abimelech Ortiz, already with a home run today. Breaking ball slithers in tight for ball 1 to Ortiz. He's 1-for-3 tonight, pitted up against the former compensatory round pick in 2022. Third appearance for Sims with Amarillo. 4 2/3 frames, struck out 5, a 9.64 ERA. 5 earned runs in those 3 appearances. The 1-1.
The hits have been hard to come by for the Riders tonight. Just 3 of them. Ortiz's home run is one of them, but You'd love to have a big hit in this situation. Artie with the lead, a ball in the gap. Could definitely score two and maybe even three with Hatcher's pretty good speed.
Wave and a miss for Ortiz.
He was thinking about four runs right there.
And speaking of grand slams, Ortiz has never hit a grand slam. He's hit double-digit home runs in all four seasons of minor league baseball, but has never hit a grand slam. Sims is 2-2. And it's 3-2.
Rough Riders this season don't have an extra base hit with bases loaded. Only 3-for-13 with the sacks full this year.
And just like Josh Hatcher, Ortiz stays alive at 3-2.
Yeah, the Rough Riders have been such a difficult at-bat for Amarillo pitching today. Doesn't matter who's been at the plate. A lot of foul balls, deep counts. It's been impressive.
And another bases loaded walk for Abimelech Ortiz. That's two across in this inning via a bases loaded free pass.
Passing the baton from one batter to the next. Couple bases loaded walks. Now Cam Colley with a chance to possibly pick up a big hit.
Round and round they go for the 19th-ranked Rangers prospect, who cuts and misses on a lively fastball from Landon Sims. Colley's four-game hit streak was snapped yesterday, but he had been 9 for his last 16 coming into the series against Amarillo. Rough Riders winners 5 of their last 6. Trying to add on to this lead. 0-1. Foul tipped into the glove of Osborne, 0-2. Cam Colley swatted 14 home runs last year. Don't let that frame fool you. The two-strike offering. Swing and a miss, and there's two away.
Big strikeout, went with the fastball. Ends up being about belt high. Just blew it by him.
So now Luis Miesi steps in. You talk about doing more with Luis. That's what Miesi has done. 9 runs batted in under 30 plate appearances. Is the most RBI among double-A hitters with under 30 trips to the dish coming into today. Trying to extend his hit streak to 7. Well, outside of Abimelech Ortiz's solo shot in the fourth, Zach, the other 3 runs for the Rough Riders have come either on a sacrifice fly or a bases-loaded walk.
Not a very good job of driving in runs with hits here in this series so far.
But still getting the job done. Here's the 1-1. Broken bat, roller to first. Valdez up with it, takes it to the bag, and the side is retired. But Josh Hatcher and Abimelech Ortiz work bases-loaded walks, and the Rough Riders are back in the driver's seat. It's 4-2 on our way to the 8th on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Danver, Zach Bigley back with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Gavin Collier back to work. Once the dot race comes to a close, Collier worked a scoreless seventh inning, and now he's coming out potentially to be the winning pitcher of record. But the Rough Riders bullpen will have to nail down two more strong innings. What sticks out to you about Collier?
I mean, it's easy to point to his arsenal with the elite fastball with its velocity, a good sweeping slider, and the cutter, but his ability to get so much swing and miss is, I think, the most important thing. And off the field, he is one of the easiest guys to get along with, it seems like, in the clubhouse.
Just another great personality. And Collier getting to be a part of a winning team and a winning culture, getting to take part in some pretty cool opportunities as well, including the spring breakout game. Tosses one in for a strike to Gavin Conticello, who hit an RBI single last time up. Now, Collier did not pitch in the spring breakout game, but he was on the breakout roster. Sword-like swing and miss. Collier said that that was really the first game with that type of magnitude that he's gotten to pitch in. And it was a really, or get to be a part of, which was a special thing for him. From Buford, Georgia. Swing and a miss from Conticello. 98 from Gavin Collier, and a K-strut as a result.
Completely handcuffed him with his fastball. I mean, look at that swing. No shot to catch up to that ball. The only way you're getting to that pitch is if you're out in front on it, and he was so late he had no chance.
So now it's Christian Cerda to face Collier. If the Rough Riders were to win and Collier gets the victory, he would go to 3-0. He's facing Cerda, who entered this game third in the Texas League in average. Youth is the subject of a lot of what we talk about here with this Rough Riders team. Christian Cerda, at 19 years old, was part of a one-for-one swap near the trade deadline for David Peralta. Traded to the Diamondbacks from the Rays. Fastball right down Main Street. And actually, the Diamondbacks made a push to try and sign Cerda in the international free agent market. And eventually he made his way into the Diamondbacks organization where he's been. 1-2. Poke to the infield. Walcott says he's got it, and he does. Collier's last time on this mound was in the Sunday win against Corpus Christi. He got to share the diamond with a guy that he was in the same draft class with, and Josh Young was here on rehab assignment before joining the big league club at Wrigley in Chicago. Drake Osborne does not go. Collier came in with the bases loaded in that ball game. He left scoreless with an inning and two-thirds shutout ball to his name. Could be a potential fireman, Zach, in this Frisco bullpen in certain situations. There's the slider. There's the swing and miss.
Rough Riders have a wonderful luxury of having a lot of different guys that could fill that role. A bunch of different guys who can pitch in the back end and who can come in big situations when there are guys aboard. A lot of different toys to play with for Julio Valdez and Carlos Cardozo.
Just 25% of inherited runs so far this season have come around to score. Second lowest in the Texas League. Heater off target. Osborne's 0 for 3. This is his first game as a sod poodle after a 6 for 17 start with AAA Reno, and he calls time. Jeremiah Boyd went up to AAA Reno. 3-2. And a walk for Collier. Collier, another interesting story, just of a guy, a former starter, Zach, and since moving to the relieving role, his stuff has been bottled up into shorter circuits, and it's worked in a spike in his velocity like you just saw there. Although he missed, blazed it in at 99.
So many guys come in as starters and then you realize maybe they have the stuff or the makeup to be better transitioning to the bullpen. The biggest thing for him has been the command and the walks over the years that have plagued him. Last year in 51 innings, 33 walks, so already two walks today. If he can get that under control, pun intended, he's going to be in a good spot. And that velocity, as you mentioned, it ticks up when you move to the bullpen.
Slider dances in for strike two to Andy Weber. Boy, that was masterful command of the English language there. Last year, a 3.71 ERA and 41 appearances for Collier, who gets a swing and miss from Weber, and he's through two scoreless innings. The Rough Riders hold on to a 4-2 lead. We're midway through the eighth here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. We got a good one brewing here at Riders Field. Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
4-2 Riders trying to take a 2-0 series lead on Amarillo. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Hamburg. This is the HEB Riders Baseball Network. And this is Aaron Zavala to face Landon Sims. Zavala has been on the other end of Lady Luck. Almost left the yard in right his last time up, but it was tracked down by right fielder Gavin Conticello.
Have you met Lady Luck?
She brought me to Riders Field.
Oh, there it is. Saved it.
Spin doctor. Zavala takes upstairs. Zach, going back to the last of the seventh inning, Josh Hatcher, an 11-pitch walk, and then Abimelech Ortiz battled, working a 3-2 count as well. Two strong plate appearances against Amarillo relief pitching.
That's really been the theme tonight. Battling, and the Rough Riders, while they haven't come up with the hits, they made some hard contact, but it seems like every single plate appearance, they're putting together quality at-bats. And so the more you can do that, you can chase pitchers out, you can get a new one in. It's really going to bode well for the rest of the series because you're seeing a ton of pitches against these guys you're going to see again later.
12th walk for Aaron Zavala. He now has 75 in his last two seasons as a Rough Rider.
That's the thing about these six-game series that we've learned over the years. You're going to see a reliever two, maybe even three times in a series. So if you can see pitches against him early on, that's just going to bode well for you later on in the series. And then in this case with a division opponent, you might see them four to six times in a month.
So you would say average, did you say advantage pitcher or advantage hitter in this scenario?
I think it really depends from case to case. It's really about the adjustments that are made on either side. But for the most part, I think a lot of people would say the more a hitter sees a pitcher, the more of an advantage they have. In general, the pitcher always has the advantage, right? You can have a ball hit in play very hard and it can go right at a fielder. But I think the more a hitter sees a pitcher, the better they have, better chance they have at squaring up the baseball.
Frankie Chavez's first time seeing Landon Sims spots at foul. This is the first look that Sims is getting against Frisco in his career. He finished last year with High A Hillsboro for current Amarillo manager Javier Colina. Went 2-0 in 25 appearances with a 2.12 ERA. 45 punchouts, too, in 34 innings. A high strikeout guy coming in leverage relief. Procured 9 holds last year between Low A Visalia and Hillsboro. He entered with the bases juiced. Another theme so far in this series, partner, the seventh inning. There's been something about it for Frisco. They've tacked on 5 of their 8 runs the first 2 contests in the 7th.
Scoring late is never a bad thing. See Skylar Hales getting loose. Probably see him in the 9th.
Comebacker over the mound. Troy bobbles it. Everybody's safe. Mishandled it on the transfer.
I wouldn't be shocked if that scored a hit. That is a tough play. It looked like he tried to flip the ball there in a second. He did. It will not be scored a hit.
If so, that'll be the second error on Amarillo today. Ian Mahler reached on the other error. Christian Robinson and Gavin Conticello collided in right center field. That proved to be all important as Mahler came home on the Alejandro Osuna sacrifice flyback in the 3rd inning. Sims comes up empty, 1-1. Then in the 4th inning, Abimelech Ortiz hit a leadoff solo smash, 432 feet. Amarillo tied up the game in the 6th with a 2-spot. Frisco responded with back-to-back bases loaded walks in the 7th.
The official score is a fielder's choice with a fielding error by Tommy Troy.
So Chavez is now 0 for 4, but he is aboard. 2-1 of the former fourth rounder. Mahler went to Dubuque Waller High School, but he never played high school baseball. He played on the club and select circuit, generating quite the name that way. Also working out of a batting cage built from scratch. His dad, a key part of his life, both his parents are, and his dad helped build him a batting cage out of a former garage. That's where Mahler not only worked extensively with his father, but also did a lot by himself, just grinding away at his craft. Back up the middle, over Troy and into center. Here comes Zavala. The throw's cut off, and Ian Mahler comes through. It's an RBI single for Ian Mahler, providing insurance to the eighth.
Fastball elevated, didn't hit it very hard, but just enough to get it over Troy at second. And no chance to get Zavala.
And still with nobody out.
Yeah, now you got to face the top of the order.
It turns to Alejandro Osuna. As Gabriel Hernandez has one more conference with his infield. This Frisco offense leading the way in the Texas League in hits, continuing to scratch and claw, but this time getting an RBI generated off of a hit.
It's been a long time coming. So this offense was so good at doing, as you see Zane Russell loosening, picking up hits with runners in scoring position all over the place on the road in Northwest Arkansas, clubbing 11 homers. Well, today another homer and another hit with a runner in scoring position late.
Osuna, who had one of those home runs, squares to bunt and pushes it up the third base line, and there is no throw from Sims. It's a bunt single for Alejandro Osuna.
You could stand at home plate and roll that ball up the third base line and not put it in a better place than he dropped that bunt down. Wow, what a perfect bunt. The infield Bermuda Triangle there. And no chance that Sims has enough time to turn and throw.
Back-to-back plate appearances with a hit for Osuna. Bases loaded for 19-year-old top prospect Sebastian Walcott, who ropes it up the middle into center, and that gets two more across. Throw goes to third, and Sebastian Walcott delivers. The ball gets away. Osuna to third, and that throw kicks away. Ruckus on the base paths. Walcott pulls into second, and two more come across.
Well, Amarillo's chucking it all over the yard.
And two more come across.
Well, Amarillo's chucking it all over the yard.
Head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
This is Ryan Lobus, and you're listening to
this. Josh Hatcher flies one onto the track and left. It's hauled in by Jack Hurley, but it'll get Alejandro Osuna across. It's a sacrifice fly for Josh Hatcher. That's his 11th ribby of the year. So the first batter faced by Zane Russell, he gets a fly out. That'll be a run credited to Landon Sims. For those just tuning in, the Rough Riders littered up the bases here in this eighth inning. Four runs have come across. Sebastian Walcott planted a pair. Ian Muller hit an RBI single. Ortiz up the middle into right center. Walcott scores. Ortiz halts at first. And Frisco breaks it open here in the last of the eighth.
They're just piling it on in this eighth inning. That ball was blistered. 103 off the bat. Ortiz, a big day. A couple hard hit balls. But the infield in, there's no shot in making that play.
Fourth multi-hit game of the campaign for Abimelech Ortiz.
But it all goes back to fundamental defense, Tyler. If they had made the simple relay throw in.
Pop up by Cam Colley. Jose Fernandez camps under. And there's two away.
Then there isn't a runner at third with Osuna to score on the sac fly. Then Walcott doesn't score on that base hit. So all comes back to the air.
There have been three of those by the Sean Poodles in this ballgame, one by the Rough Riders. It was Skylar Hales warming up before Frisco blew open the game. Now it still stays Skylar Hales warming up. Which maybe that might affect who comes in for the ninth. But Frisco has a save collected by four different pitchers this season. We're through 10 games.
No true closer on this team. That's a luxury and can be a curse at times. So far, it's played well.
Robbie Ahlstrom leads the way with two. Fastball off the plate to Luis Mieses, former highly touted farmhand from the White Sox. Facing Zane Russell in his fifth appearance. He dots the corner for strike one. Russell's 0-1 with a 2.08 ERA. Eight strikeouts in four and a third frames. Tenth rounder by the Diamondbacks out of Dallas Baptist. DBU with a fantastic college program. Russell, another one of those Patriots to represent them in the professional ranks. The 3-2, two-out serve. And first a look back, but nobody is there. Now, that's a balk because Russell pivoted off the rubber and had to throw it since he did not step off. When you jump throw, you have to release it, and nobody was covered.
That's just a lack of focus. Not knowing there wasn't anybody covering, that should be communicated that first baseman isn't holding on the runner.
Called strike three to Mieses, and Russell exits the inning. But the Rough Riders tally a five-run bottom of the eighth inning. 9-2 Frisco on our way to the ninth. You're on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit HatCreekBurgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Skyler Hales on the pitch for the Rough Riders. It's another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Rough Riders trying to lock this baby down. It makes it a little bit easier after you score five runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now 9-2 Rough Riders. A win today would be a 2-0 series lead for Frisco. They would go to 8-3 on the season. Started 7-3 last year, but lost in that 11th game. Jose Fernandez takes a strike to begin the night. He's 0-3 today. What an offensive showing late in the game today. He's tied at 2 going into the 7th. Rough Riders put up 2 in the 7th inning, 5 in the 8th. Some late offense that will help their overall numbers, but 7 hits tonight. 9 runs on 7 hits. Not conventional for Frisco. Got him swinging. Skyler Hales gets him to fish off the outside corner. Nasty breaking ball tailing away. Eight-hole hitting Jack Hurley. 0-1. Skyler Hale is one of those aforementioned guys who will fit into that closer's role for the Rough Riders, the 23-year-old out of Santa Clara. Pitching in his fourth game this season. Into left. And that one's in there for a hit. Hurley singles the opposite way. Zavala had trouble with it out there. Got past him, and that allows Hurley to move up to second. So a fielding error on Aaron Zavala after the hit.
That's a multi-hit game, too, for Jack Hurley with the double and the single. He's got two of the five hits. That one caught Zavala from underneath. Not able to fish it out. Now, granted, it is a 7-run ball game, but those are plays you'll want to tune up later down the stretch.
Jesus Valdez takes a strike. To third. Oh, what a pick by Chavi. Picked over at first as well. Great on both ends. Chavi down to a slide. They'll throw, and Abimelech Ortiz, a nifty pickup.
Well, Freddie Chavez defied gravity yesterday with a jaw-dropping catch at first off a rifled liner. This time, he backhands a short hop and gets up to complete the out. And Amarillo down to their final out.
So two outs indeed here in the top of the ninth inning, and Christian Robinson takes a strike. Rough Riders have been very impressive to start this season in all facets, and it just continues on this Wednesday night. Breaking ball hit him, slipped out of his hand. The curveball from Skyler Hales. So two aboard with two out. Tommy Troy, the hitter. Well, tomorrow we'll be back in action. It's Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. First pitch, 6:35. We'll be on the air with the CK pregame show at 6:20. Troy up the middle, and it sneaks through for a hit. Hurley around 30 scores without a throw, and Amarillo draws a run closer. Riders now lead by six.
Hey, you can only keep Tommy Troy down for long. 400 hitter coming into this game. Texas League Player of the Week a week ago. Boy, he had tough sledding last year, but battled injury. Now at full strength, he's been able to really showcase what he can do. And doing it at the AA level. He was with Hillsborough last year.
Troy went 1-for-3 yesterday, now 1-for-5 today. Conticello is 1-for-3, and he drills this one into right center field. Osuna has to play it on a hop. Robinson wheels around third and scores. And it's now 9-4. Well, those insurance runs came in handy for the Rough Riders. A couple two-out runs scoring in the top of the ninth. Troy up to second. Conticello with his second hit today, an RBI. Christian Sir to the batter. Ian Mahler goes out and has a chat with Hales.
This is different territory for Skylar Hales, different than what he might have expected to come into as well. This is a guy who led the Texas-Oregon saves last year with 10 in 44 appearances between High A Hickory and Frisco.
And as much as guys will downplay it, it's a different situation coming in a save situation versus when the team scores 5 runs in the eighth. And you don't have to lock in as much. This is flared to right. This should do it. Josh Hatcher there. And the ball game's over. Riders win it. 9-4, the final over the Sod Poodles. Frisco has taken the first 2 games in this series. Well, the Riders win it by that final score of 9-4. They did it with some late offense. They did it with some strong pitch. And Cole Drake, lost in all this, was fantastic in his start, Tyler.
He really was. You look at Winston Santos and Cole Drake, first 2 games of this series, gone 8 innings, and they have not relinquished more than a hit. Just a great performance from Cole Drake, and also straining some runners in scoring position as well.
Well, Abimelech Ortiz with a home run, providing a little bit of power, a little bit of speed as well. Rough Riders win it. We'll be back for Game 3 tomorrow. Tyler Danberg has your post-game coverage next.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season.
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Tyler Danberg back with you for the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. The final score from Riders Field, Frisco 9, Amarillo 4. The Rough Riders take an early 2-0 lead in this week's six-game series. The Riders go to 8-3. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. And the Sod Poodles go to 2-9, and they have dropped 3 straight. The winning pitcher in this ballgame was Gavin Collier. He goes to a Texas League best 3-0. He pitched 2 shutout innings. But in the start, Cole Drake dazzled. 5 innings, no runs on 1 hit, fanning a half dozen batters and walking just 1. He allowed just 2 base runners in his 5-inning start. The loss goes to Logan Clayton. Clayton was the 3rd arm used by Amarillo in the second reliever. He went 1 1/3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 1 hit, struck out 2, and walked 4. He was the pitcher in that 2-run 7th inning for the Rough Riders. And really, we'll start in the 7th inning because that is where the Rough Riders have scored 5 runs in the first 2 games. Frisco was able to load up the bases and got back-to-back walks with the bases juiced from Josh Hatcher on an 11-pitch AB for his first base on balls of the season. Then Abimelech Ortiz was the one who got insurance and made it a 4-2 lead with that bases-loaded walk. The Rough Riders did strike first. They scored a run in each of the 3rd and 4th innings. First off, they got a sacrifice fly in the 3rd from Alejandro Osuna, and then the aforementioned Abimelech Ortiz drilled a 432-foot home run in the last of the 4th. In the top of the 6th, Amarillo made it interesting, tying up the ballgame. Gavin Conticello rifled an RBI single that scored Christian Robinson. Then Gavin Conticello came around to score on an Andy Weber RBI single to make it 2-2. Then the Rough Riders capped off the score 7 unanswered runs until they would eventually be answered. Hatcher and Ortiz drew the bases loaded walks. Ian Muller capped off his first double-A multi-hit game with an RBI single in the bottom of the 8th to begin a party of runs for the Rough Riders. The Muller single made it 5-2 Frisco, then Sebastian Walcott plated a pair with a single, and then he advanced to second on 2 throwing errors. One kicked away from the backstop, the other kicked away from third, and that allowed Walcott to scooter up to second. That made it 7-2 Frisco. Then Josh Hatcher hit a sacrifice fly to make it 8-2. That's his team-high 11th run driven in. Abimelech Ortiz closed things out offensively for Frisco with an RBI single to right center. That made it 9-2. Now, Amarillo did not go away easily. Tommy Troy extended his hitting streak to 7 games with an RBI single into right center. That cut the Frisco lead down to 9-3. Then Gavin Conticello made it an RBI party with a multi-RBI game. He drove in Christian Robinson, who got hit by a pitch with a line drive single. But Skylar Hales closed things out. He does not get the save, but he finishes out the game. The final score here at Riders Field, 9-4. We'll give you the final totals, some scores around the Texas League and in the Rangers organization, and much more as the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show marches along. Rough Riders have now won 2 straight to begin the series, beating Amarillo 9-4. The fun continues on the other side of this break on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Team and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Team, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the lazy river for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Danberg back upstairs with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. The Rough Riders score 7 combined runs in the 7th and 8th innings to beat the Amarillo Sod Poodles 9-4. The Rough Riders continue to have a full game lead of San Antonio in the Texas League South Division standings. San Antonio did get a win today. They have not won yet, not to put the cart before the horse. The Missions lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-1 after the Naturals no-hit them last night. They're in the bottom of the 7th with 2 away in the San Antonio half. Down to the Alamo City. Corpus Christi trails Midland 7-3 midway through the 9th inning. Springfield leads Arkansas 10-3. Those are the two top teams in the other division, the Texas League North Division, both at 7-3. One team will at least have a half-game lead. And then you look at what happened earlier in the matinee in the Texas League. Longest game so far in the league, and it belongs to Tulsa and Wichita at Antioch Field. A 5-4 victory for the Drillers over the Wind Surge in 14 innings. The Drillers get a much-needed victory. They go to 3-8 under first-year manager Eric Wedge. Around the Texas Rangers organization, Tuesday night was a great night for the Hub City Spartanburgers as they won their inaugural game at their newly christened home ballpark. And also, too, they got the victory last night. Today, AAA Round Rock was able to defeat the Diamondbacks' AAA-affiliated Reno Aces in a thriller, 8-7. Hub City goes to a 2-0 lead on Bowling Green this week with a 5-4 victory, and Hickory beat Charleston 10-3. So, we have our first official organizational sweep of the year as all of the Texas Rangers affiliates in minor league baseball get victories. So a credit to the Express, the Rough Riders, the Spartanburgers, the Crawdads on a job well done. And for the Texas Rangers, the big league club, Zach was giving you updates throughout the game, taking on the Angels to make it a complete organizational sweep. The Rangers lead the Angels in the bottom of the 8th by a score of 3-1 with Jonah Heim at the plate. The Rangers with a half-game lead of Los Angeles. And they've gotten a 3-hit performance from Corey Seager. And the 8th run batted in of the season for Jake Berger to help propel them to a 3-1 lead, out hitting the Angels 11-6. The totals from this ball game here in Frisco: the Rough Riders beat the Sod Poodles of Amarillo 9-4. For Frisco, 9 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. For Amarillo, 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, 2 of which coming in that 5-run 8th for the Rough Riders. The winning pitcher is Gavin Collier for the Rough Riders. He goes to 3-0. Logan Clayton suffers the loss. The Riders go to 8-3 on the campaign, and they've now won 6 of their last 7 games. Final time of the game was 2 hours and 46 minutes, just 30 minutes longer than Tuesday night's 2:16 pace on a beautiful night here at Riders Field. The pitching matchup for tomorrow is right-hander Josh Steven for Frisco in his second start against Sod Poodles southpaw Avery Short. That has a first pitch time of 6:35 p.m. We'll have the Cacique pregame show for you at 6:20. But until then, we sign off and bid you goodnight here from Riders Field. Frisco is playing some incredibly good baseball, and they try to go to 3-0 and at least get a series split of the Sod Poodles tomorrow night. For Zach Bigley, for our producer Ken Jones, for technical director Chris Foran, and our entire HEB Riders Baseball Network crew, I'm Tyler Danberg signing off and saying goodnight from Frisco, Texas. The final score, Rough Riders 9, Sod Poodles 4. Back at it tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.